It is now 18 minutes after 5 o'clock, and you're tuned to K-Hum. It's Radio Without the Rules. Oyster Festival is an annual event held on the Arcata Plaza. It's very, very popular. Maybe, I think it's reasonably safe to say, maybe the most popular event that takes place on the plaza, unless you consider sort of the cumulative effect of the farmer's market. It's coming up this Saturday, June 15th. It's going to be held this year. And a couple days ago, on the North Coast Journal's Facebook page, there was a brief announcement that that this year Arcata Main Street was going to be charging a $10 entrance fee for Oyster Fest. In years past, you had to pay a fee to get a wristband that allowed you to purchase beer. I think it was like $3 or so, but entrance to the event itself had always been free of charge, and so this $10 fee represents a change. And joining me right now via telephone is Jennifer Koopman, who's the executive director of Arcata Main Street. They put on the Oyster Fest. Jennifer, thanks very much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I was hoping you could start off just by sort of explaining what the thought was behind putting an entrance fee, what you were hoping to accomplish by it.
Well, the reason that we've added an entry fee this year is first and foremost to sustain the organization and the event. We also, you know, would like to use the money to give back to the community. We have already put in place an aquaculture grant through the Humboldt Area Foundation. And, you know, I mean, we basically all, the Oyster Festival is our only fundraiser throughout the year. So it sustains everything that the event does. So we do our Arcata, concerts on the plaza, picnics on the plaza, trick-or-treat on the plaza, and we decorate the downtown, which is called the Seas of Wonder and Light during the Christmas season. And so, you know, all of that is from the proceeds of the Oyster Festival. And so although we might be charging for this one event, I hope that people recognize that that money is reinvested back into the community and that, you know, that we do other free things for people to attend.
You mentioned one of the reasons that you just gave was to sustain the event. Is there was Oyster Festival in danger of not happening? I assume that you're charging money for the vendors that set up, and maybe you get a cut of the beer sales too. I don't know exactly how the event is funded, but my impression, because it's such a popular event, is that it must make money.
Absolutely, it does make money, and like I said, it. You know, we do, it is our one fundraiser that contributes to everything else that we do. So basically, the Oyster Festival sustains, you know, the entire organization almost. And as you know, as everyone knows, but, you know, every year we have increased costs as well. And so I wouldn't say that we're in danger of losing the event, but, I mean, we, you know, who knows, you know, as everyone knows, there's already been cuts from city funding and redevelopment money. And so, our funding on that level has gotten cut. And, you know, the festivals just, they get more expensive. We have additional security costs. We have, you know, the booth insurance costs, you know, the permits for the city. You know, there's a variety. I can't even go into all of the costs. It would take forever. But it's just, you know, the festival is a growing event, and it's great. We love the support, and we love that people come out and enjoy it, but it does cost a lot of money to put on. So while we do make a lot of money, we also spend a lot of money.
Okay, all right. Was this a difficult decision, and were different numbers talked about as far as an entry fee, or was it... Like I think one of the reactions that I've read a lot online and that I've heard from people I've talked to is that they think that $10 is a fairly substantial entry fee. Now in my mind, you know, it's $10. It's not a tremendous sum of money, but to go from zero to ten seems like a big jump. We should also mention that there's other changes as well. I think you used to pay $3 for the wristband if you wanted to drink beer. And
correct.
That's
yes.
Included in the entry fee. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. So there will no longer be an additional fee for the wristbands. There children 12 and under will be free. So I'd really like to highlight that. Teenager 13 to 17 will be $5, and then 18 and older will be $10. And yeah, of course, there was lots of discussion, you know, with my board about, you know, whether to charge a fee or not, and how much we would charge. And this was just the end result of all of those, of all of that dialogue. And, you know, I understand that it is a lot of money for families, you know, to come out, but I want people to think about it in, I mean, it's not one event that they're paying for. They're, you know, they're contributing to their community, and they're contributing to a lot of the other things that we do. So, you know, if they want to come out and enjoy, you know, picnics on the plaza for free, or concerts on the plaza for free, or trick-or-treat on the plaza for free, or any of those other things, I mean, they can, you know, say that their $10 is contributing to those things as well. So, you know, I hope that people can see the bigger picture and recognize that it's a community event, and it goes, all of that money goes back to our community, and all being reinvested back into our community.
A couple of questions right now. These are probably minor. They're somewhat logistical in nature, but how are you going to keep people? I mean, is there going to be a fence placed around the plaza to sort of concentrate the entry points, or how are you going to enforce this, the $10 fee?
Well, we are still solidifying the details with the fire department and the police department and the city of Arcata. So that's one of the reasons that we hadn't submitted the press release. And wanted a little bit more time, obviously, to have our facts straight. But basically what, and again, this is still, nothing's official here, but we are working with a fencing company called Craft Mart, and they are, it will be chain link fencing, and basically it will be lined up against the sidewalk, so people will, the public will still have access to the businesses if they'd like to come into the businesses or the restaurants without entering the event. They're still welcome to do that. And we will have several entry points, or I should say access points to the businesses. So we are not, we of course, you know, our goal is to promote business. So we do want people shopping in the businesses and, you know, spending their money downtown. But so what we're doing is we will have several access points to the businesses, and we'll just have additional security there. There will be in-and-out privileges, so people can come in and out of the festival, you know, at their leisure. But again, like I said, all of this is still, you know, we're still trying to work out the logistics with the fire department and the police department. I mean, we have to come up with an evacuation plan, and everything has to, you know, be very clear. Obviously, we want it to be a safe event for everyone who attends. So that's, you know, again, please, we're still working out the kinks, but it's all coming together.
There was something, I think it was in North Coast Journal, I read it a little bit earlier today, where I guess they had talked to some City of Arcata officials about the permit for the Oyster Fest. And I believe that the City of Arcata was saying, "Well, we don't see any application, or we don't see any mention of a fence in the permit application." Is that because this is still sort of being worked out?
That's true, and I read that myself actually. And the person that they talked to is Heather Stevens, who is in charge of that department. But the person that we work directly with is Mike Rice, and he's the one that I've been in conversation with. I've also talked to, you know, the Public Works Department. I've talked to the Police Department. I've talked to the Fire Department. I mean, we've definitely, I went out and researched this plenty before we even, you know, decided to proceed. And, you know, again, this is why we didn't want to submit this or submit the official press release until everything was worked out. But now since the word is out, we definitely want to take ownership, and we want to let people, you know about the charge and why we're doing it, and hopefully gain their support so that they will continue to support the organization and the event.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, this is, This is neither here nor there because it's just my opinion. But I mean, I obviously this news came out before Arcata Main Street as an organization would have really liked it to have come out, and it led to a couple of days of people having discussions online and in various other places about the proposed fee without Arcata Main Street really having much input over those discussions. I mean, I'm sure that internally you must have talked about the fact that this was going to be controversial.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were aware that it would be controversial, and we're also aware that we will, lose some attendance due to this. But we also know that there does need to be some crowd control, and we were willing to accept that. I mean, it's like more people have a lot of negative things to say, which of course is very disappointing. And we, I mean, we pride ourselves in this festival, and we, try and make it a really great event for people to come out and enjoy. And, it's unfortunate that this has been people's response, but we hope that as they learn more as to, what Arcata Main Street does and why we are implementing this charge, that they will change their minds and come out and, support our community and the event
mean,
and the
I'll,
organization.
go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, and the organization.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, when any organization puts on an event like this, you want people to come out to it. You want it to be a popular event, and you want it to be successful, and you want it to make money for the vendors and for the organization and all these sorts of
Absolutely.
things. But one complaint that I've personally had, and I know other people have had about Oyster Fest is fact related to its very popularity, is that lines get really long, and it takes a long time to get your beer and a long time to get your oysters. And you say in the press release, the sentence is, Arcata Main Street's board of directors hopes the $10 entrance fee will change the dynamic and energy of the event. And I'm wondering if your discussions, if you see sort of reducing the number of people who come out to the event as potentially a good thing.
We do. And I mean, of course, I don't want to prevent anyone from coming. We, like I said, we still want the support. But yes, we do think that the event has gotten, or we're aware of the feedback from the community about the event and, how big it's gotten, how long the lines are, how many drunk people are there. I mean, I get feedback on a daily basis about it. And we're hoping that this will eliminate some of that and that it will become, I mean, every year we lose people because it's too big, and every year we gain new people because, they learned about it from a friend of a friend, or they're new to the area or something along those lines. But we want people to want to come to the event again, and we want people to, I mean, we don't want the lines to be so long that people are going to the bars or going to Rita's, or, I mean, of course, we want everybody to benefit from the event. But again, it is a fundraiser, and so, our goal at this one event is to make money and so that we can reinvest back into the community and we can put on other events. So, we want it to be an event that people want to come to and want to buy beer at and want to. We want, it's also a big fundraiser for a lot of the food vendors. So what we do is we sell the food booths to a variety of different businesses and organizations, and for a lot of them, it's their fundraiser for the year as well. So we want people to support those businesses. We want people to support those organizations so that it's a win for, everybody. So it's unfortunate that people can't see, that their $10 is going to much, much bigger things.
Yeah, I mean, I think my initial reaction to it was something along the lines of, well, I mean, this is too bad because Oyster Fest is not a particularly cheap event as it is, and to add another fee on top of it makes it, more expensive still. But then, as I thought about it more, it did occur to me that, Arcata Main Street is not exactly Exxon. I mean, you guys are a nonprofit organization, and the money that you take in is used to make Arcata a better place for the people who live there. and not and in, this, not into your pockets.
Right. Yeah.
But how do you? I mean, what would be your response to someone who says that? So who says to you, look, you know, I mean, Oyster Fest cost me a fair. It's a great event. I love going, but it's not a cheap event. It cost me a lot of money, and now you're telling me it's going to cost me even more. And the money I'm giving you is just to get in the door.
I would first and foremost say to think about it as a fundraiser and think about what your money is going towards and that you are giving back to your community. And I recognize that $10 is a lot of money. If you have a family, it does add up quickly. It is an expensive event to, you know, buy food, buy beer. But I think that we all make choices every day to do, you know, buy a cup of coffee or go out to lunch or, you know, whatever it is that we do, everything costs money, unfortunately. I mean, that's the way of the world now. And that, you know, I think that they just have to make a conscious choice that that's what they want to spend their money towards. And, you know, maybe they have to save or maybe they do one less, you know, thing that week or something along those lines. But I think that I think your money is going to a good cause. And I think that you'll have a really fun day. I think that you get a really good sense of our community. I think that, I don't know. I mean, I love the Oyster Festival. I love Arcata. I think it's worth it. But obviously, I have a different view than everyone else. I think buy one less beer, or pay that entry fee and then drink less, or you know, like I said, make a choice now. You can start thinking about it now that's something that you choose to spend your money on. We still have 6 weeks to go, so there's plenty of time to save an extra $10.
Like a dollar a week, you could put it
yeah,
into the kitty.
Right.
I want to talk about just briefly a couple other things about Oyster Fest not having to do with the entry fee. Who's the music? Who are the music artists this year?
Well, we have Motherlode, which is a local band, and then we also have Yoga Man Burning Man performing, which I think a lot of people would pay $10 to see either one of those performers. And we are still in negotiations with an additional band, but I don't want to make any statements about that at this time.
Okay, we'll wait for the journal to leak it.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, Yoga Man, I think, is K-Home listeners are familiar with Yoga Man. All right, well, there's a website available if people want to take a look at the planned events. What's the URL for that?
Actually, if you would send people to our Facebook page, and it's Arcata Main Street's Oyster Festival. And please have them go there, like our page, get more information. Anyone can call me. I'm now that I've released the press, I'm happy to talk to anybody. So please feel free to call me with any additional questions. And, you know, I want to actually take this time to thank the people for their feedback and their comments. And, you know, we've actually learned a lot through what people have been putting, what people are perceiving and what people are putting on there. And we do intend to knock out some of those rumors. Yeah, a lot of them are rumors, but you know, some things that are legitimate, and we are going to address people's concerns based on that. And you know, I mean, if there's a positive side, there is a positive side to everything. And we've definitely been reading the post, and you know, we will be responding to their issues and making sure that obviously we're still charging an admission, but we will be addressing the topics that people have been commenting on. So I want to thank people for their feedback, and you know, we encourage it, and we again just hope that people understand what it is that we're trying to do here, and that they can support us and as Arcata Main Street and the festival.
All right, Jennifer Koopman, Executive Director of Arcata Main Street. Thanks a million for taking some time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate you taking the time to cover the story. And please spread the word that we're still looking for volunteers, and that's a way to get into the event for free.
Oh, that's true. And you get a T-shirt, too.
And you get a t-shirt and a beer.
And a beer. All right. If you get to hold on the line after I'll take a commercial break, but stay on the line. I want to talk to you off the air.
Sounds good.
Thanks. All right. That was Jennifer Koopman, Executive Director of Arcata Main Street, talking about this year's Oyster Fest. The audio from this interview is going to be posted to kham.com and also the Lost Coast Outpost. So if you came in halfway and you want to listen to what you missed, just give us a couple minutes and it'll be available online.